The apocalypse tells us that Satan will be chained for 1,000 years. Stay tuned.
This program is dedicated to help you achieve peace of mind and soul in these troubling times, in these last days before that glorious day when Jesus Christ returns. Now, here is your moderator, Gary Wolshine.
We go to the Book of Life and Love, the Bible. We turn to the Apocalypse, chapter 20, verses 1 through 6, quote, "And I saw an angel come down from heaven, having the key of the abyss and a great chain in his hand. And he laid hold on the dragon, the ancient serpent, who is the devil and Satan, and bound him for 1,000 years, and cast him into the abyss, and closed and sealed it over him, that he should deceive the nations no more until the 1,000 years should be finished. And after that he must be loosed for a little while. And I saw thrones, and men sat upon them, and judgment was given to them. And I saw the souls of those who had been beheaded because of the witness to Jesus and because of the word of God, and who did not worship the beast or his image, or did not accept his mark upon their foreheads or upon their hands. And they came to life and reigned with Christ 1,000 years. The rest of the dead did not come to life till 1,000 years were finished. This is the first resurrection. Blessed and holy is he who has part in the first resurrection. Over these the second death has no power. But they will be priests of God and Christ, and will reign with him 1,000 years. Unquote. The Virgin Mary, under the title Our Lady of the Roses, Mary Help of Mothers, appeared to Veronica Lukin from 1970 to 1995. Our Lady brought urgent warnings and prophecies from God the Father in heaven of great events that are to happen in the near future. She came to prepare us and save us if we will only listen and follow her instructions. Now listen carefully as we play an actual recording of the urgent warnings and prophecies given on September 13, 1974. We start at a point where Veronica is describing what she sees.
Now our lady is going over to the left side of the flagpole by the trees, and she's standing there now and extending her rosary with the cross. She's taking it and making the sign of the cross on the people. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. And now behind her is Michael, and there are many, many other angels. Two in particular I recognize because they're extremely, extremely big. Oh, they are so awesome, but they don't look abnormally big. It's just that they cover the whole sky. Raphael? Gabriel? Oh. Be seated now, my child, and join in the prayers of atonement. I have a great secret to give to you and all those who are knowledgeable. Human food is not necessary. No. There is a secret I reveal to you at this time. You can be nourished by the body and blood of my Son. For the secret, my child, is that you will be fed the manna from heaven. Bring your feet forward. I would like to converse with you. You have followed my directions well to read the writings of the good John, Saint John, as I wish him to be known upon earth. But Father, use him as an instrument to give you the knowledge of the end days. I will explain the cross, my child, that puzzles you most. All are in symbolic form, but if you pray to the Spirit for the light, your mind will be open to the truth. Know that there will be two phases with the closing of the book of the Apocalypse. Plate and parchment by Saint John, the good John on the island. There will be great trial and punishment, tribulation in the house of God, the houses of God throughout the world, and in the lay life of the human being. The fight will be a war of the spirit. The pages of the apocalyptic times must turn. All who remain after this time of great trial will join with my son in setting up the kingdom that I promised you, the time of great peace. It will only be with you, this great peace promise, at the return, the second coming of my son Jesus.
Jesus Christ, his only son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Ghost, born of the Virgin Mary.
After the great tribulation, the number saved will be counted in the few. They will join with my son and continue on with a life of great joy and glory to the Father, as planned in the beginning. Satan will tempt none evermore until the time allotted given to him before the great and final judgment. Satan will be chained, my child, for a number of earth years. He will no longer roam to tempt mankind. My son shall be the ruler upon earth. And then, after this time, Satan will be loosed once again to tempt mankind, as man will then evolve back into his human nature and find himself offending the Father and sinning once more. Then will come the general final judgment upon mankind, the end of time.
Full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou.
It will be at this time
and blessed is the
that there will come unto you a new heaven and a new earth. The new Jerusalem promised from the beginning of time by the Father.
Among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb.
Your spirit will return to your body. United will be the body and the soul.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost.
And as such, you will be set in judgment. But my child will give you a condensed knowledge of what lies in the pages I asked you to read.
We'll pause here for a moment. You're listening to These Last Days radio broadcast in these last days before that glorious day when Jesus Christ returns. We have an extraordinary book available titled Our Lady of the Roses, Mary Help of Mothers. It has the Bayside story, the great miracles and testimonies. It has the story of Veronica Lucan and her family. It has a summary of the Bayside prophecies, the coming great warning, the great miracle, and the great chastisement. It explains the Bible prophecies about these last days. It has copies of miraculous colored pictures with explanation, a chapter on angels, and much more. This tremendous book costs $10 plus $3 shipping and handling and can be ordered from These Last Days, P.O. Box 40, Lowell, Michigan, 49331. This book will give you peace of mind in these distressing times. Order this inspiring book today, Our Lady of the Roses, Mary Help of Mothers. Send $10 plus $3 for shipping and handling to These Last Days, P.O. Box 40, Lowell, Michigan, 49331. On May 10, 1972, Our Lady said, quote, "You must remain with my Son through his gift of his heart to you in the tabernacles of the world. Do not try to judge without pity or charity those about you. Pray long hours of prayers for those who are falling into the well-laid web of deceit and darkness. You must remain with my Son through his gift of his heart to you in the tabernacles of the world. You will be infiltrated if you do not develop a daily habit of visiting my Son. He grows lonely." Unquote. In the past, there were two times when the great warning was going to occur, but because of the many prayers, it was postponed. On April 5, 1975, Our Lady said there would not be a third reprieve. She said, quote, "The merciful heart of the Eternal Father has given you two reprieves in the past, my children. The third reprieve shall not be given. Know, my child, that the warning will come upon you soon." Unquote. On July 25, 1974, Our Lady said, quote, "I have asked many times that our legion of workers unite in the common cause to save souls. We are much grieved to see there is much dissension among the ranks of workers. Satan will promote confusion and dissatisfaction, for it is his way to disunite. To divide will be to conquer." Unquote. On May 28, 1977, Our Lady said, quote, "Know, my child, that no man shall add upon nor change the message from heaven to suit his own human desire. No man has a monopoly or shall use this for his own gain or advancement. My message is of free heart, and it must enter upon the hearts of man." Unquote. And now we again return to the Bayside prophecies given on September 13, 1974. We continue at a point where Veronica is repeating the words of the Blessed Virgin Mary.
"How did you have faith and all the evil spirits who wanted to have the world? glorious mystery, the first glorious mystery, the resurrection.
You must, my child, awaken your brothers and sisters to the fact
that
the days ahead have all been in the plan of the Father, knowledgeable to him, as he knows all past, future, and present. Read the Book of Love and Life, your Bible. Do not discard. Do not discard these apocalyptic days, my children. Try to unravel these symbols and secrets. They are not difficult. Hidden within the pages, you will find the full story of the days ahead. However, the pages will turn only as mankind deems, slowly or faster. At the present time, my child, it is like a great wind has taken the book and blown it away, and the pages are turning faster and faster, bringing man faster to the end of his time.
The Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is
the fruit. Do not be afraid, my child, to repeat all that I have made known to you. They will call you a prophet of doomsday. But my child, how sad it will be when they recognize all that was given to them. The knowledge that they chose to cast aside, caring more for the things of their world than for the joys and treasures of heaven that cannot ever be despoiled or removed. A life eternal with happiness and glory, discarded for the pleasures of the world of Satan. Oh, my children, is it not any wonder that my tears fall? They fall as teardrops from heaven.
Among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
I am truly a mother of great sorrow.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, we hear all these words, I say words, of peace, and brotherhood. But man shall never find peace, nor true brotherhood, without his God. He shall not.
May God rebuke
you. Unite as one the ways of the world and my son's house, church. Man shall not be set up as an idol to worship. The following of this course has condemned many to hell, be they laymen or wearing mitres upon their heads. They too have fallen into the abyss. For a free will, they have chosen to offend the Father and discard the trust given to them in that vocation. Return my son's house to the state of of holiness and purity. Do not defile it any longer. Discipline! Pastors, where is your discipline? You will not count souls by filling your coffers.
And blessed is the tree.
Daily collections, money changes in the temple.
You have just heard part of the Bayside Prophecies given on September 13, 1974. The complete prophecy in printed form is available free. Just call 616-698-6448 or write These Last Days, P.O. Box 40, Lowell, Michigan, 49331. And now we have the latest news from Veronica Lukens, former secretary and close friend. Hello, Mrs. Ferguson.
Hello, Gary. It's a pleasure to speak to you and your listeners once again. Now, at the vigil of March 22nd, approximately 300 people were present, and there were four buses, many cars, and minibuses also. Now, let's see. My first testimony here is, Dear Gary and the wonderful workers for Jesus and Mary, just wanted you all to know how wonderful the experience at Bayside was for me and how much I have benefited from it. You must understand that I was a fallen-away Catholic for some 16 years. I would go to confession every 4 or 5 years, attempt to make a comeback, but failed miserably each time. Today I attend daily Mass, kneel for the communal rosary following the Holy Sacrifice. On Sunday mornings, I listen to These Last Days and Heaven's Peace Plan with Father Gruner, then proceed to 9:30 Mass at my parish church. My greatest joy is my reconversion to Catholicism. My deep sorrow is that it took so long. Just think of all the Masses I could have attended, all of the rosaries I could have said. Please accept my donation to continue your heavenly work, and God willing, I will again be with you next year to visit our Lord, our Lady at Bayside. Love to you all. Now my next one, to Our Lady's workers. Thank you for sending me the rose petal and the messages from Our Lady and our Lord. They have both answered my prayers and granted a miracle. My husband was disabled for a few years now, suffering back pains from an injury he got when a car fell on him while he was working under the car. A few years later, he became very ill with TB on the lungs. Ever since, he has been suffering. In February, I received your first letter with rose petals and messages of Our Lady and our Lord. I read them, and I started praying for a cure for my husband's illness. I kept the rose petal with me until March. Then I received your second letter and another rose petal of Our Lady of the Roses. I gave this petal to my husband, and a short while later, my husband said to me, I have just felt a relief inside me, like if something was tight and it was loosened. Look, he said, I can inhale and exhale now. Ever since that day, my husband can breathe better. His back pain went away. My husband and I both give thanks to God, Our Lady of the Roses, for this miracle that was granted my husband. Thanks, and thank you, and God bless you. I hope that everyone that receives your letters and messages from Our Lady of our Lord has faith in them as I do. Now I have another one. This body is from Ontario, to Our Lady of the Roses. I am writing to tell you about a wonderful miracle that we obtained through Our Lady of the Roses, Mary Help of Mothers. Our grandchild, about 4 months ago, she was diagnosed with a dermoid cyst, which was more serious than the usual type of cyst, and was growing into her eyes. She would have to have an operation. which meant cutting her scalp from ear to ear and folding it down over her face to get at the eyes. As soon as our son and his wife told us about it, I gave him the rose petal of Our Lady of the Roses at Bayside and sent her name down to the shrine to be put on Our Lady's altar. The operation was scheduled for January. All her little cousins were praying for her. On Wednesday morning, when the doctor came to take her into the operating room, her mother said, "I think it advisable to feel around her temple. We think the swelling has gone down." The doctor felt for the swelling and looked perplexed. He said, "I've never heard of a dermoid cyst to resolve itself." That's a medical term. Then he called in three doctors in the same field. They all examined her and said they could feel nothing but bone and gave her back to her parents to take home. Needless to say, we are cheerful when we heard the news and so thankful to our blessed mother. She truly is Mary, help of mothers. God bless you all. And that is signed, and that's all I have today, Gary. May God bless you now.
Thank you, Mrs. Ferguson. These Last Days Ministries is on the internet with the Bayside Prophecies at www.tldm.org. In closing, I urgently ask for your prayers and your financial support to help continue Our Lady's messages on this station. If you have received a blessing from this program, please pray and ask God to inspire you as to the amount of the gift. Thank you in advance. And thank you for joining us today. Be sure to join us next week. Until then, may Jesus and Mary richly bless you and protect you and your loved ones in these last days before that glorious day when Jesus Christ comes from heaven with great power and majesty.
You've been listening to These Last Days broadcast. We hope this program has been a blessing to you. We ask you to invite your family, friends, and relatives to join us next week at this time. We plead for your prayers that many will listen to this program and save their souls. Many miracles have occurred through Our Lady of the Roses medal and rose petals, blessed by Jesus and Mary at Bayside. You may obtain these without cost by writing These Last Days, Lowell, Michigan, 49331. The written messages are available free upon request. Your financial support is urgently needed to ensure this broadcast continues to be heard on this station. It will greatly encourage us in our ministry to hear from you. Please mention the call letters of this station when you write. Again, our mailing address is These Last Days, Lowell, Michigan, 49331.